around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, we are that. Our first hour today certainly zipped right on by. Here we go with hour two. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, January 11th, 2025. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And we are headed off to Colorado to talk skiing.
We are. Let me set up for everyone exactly where we're going in Colorado. So west of Denver, south of Loveland, north of Breckenridge is the Keystone Resort in the Vail Resorts portfolio. And that's where we're connecting today with Shannon Bueller for a ski report. Shannon is the VP and General Manager of the Keystone Resort.
Yes, she is. Shannon, good morning. Nice to have you here with us today.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we are great. Very happy to have you with us. You know, looking over some of your career, you've had a long career with Vail Resorts in various leadership roles, including Vail Mountain, Breckenridge, Lake Tahoe, and in New England as well. All unique destinations as far as ski conditions go. New England certainly can get icy for ski conditions, and we know that living here on the East Coast in the New York City area. But have you found that each resort has its own quirks, if you will, especially on the ski trails?
Yeah, I would say 100%. And that's, I think, what's amazing about our company. When you think about 42 resorts in our portfolio, you know, spanning from the United States, Canada, Australia, and Europe, and for myself, having worked in the West, the Rockies, and the East Coast, what's amazing is that they're all unique. And that's what's great about our company is that you can go to so many different amazing places and have so many incredible experiences that are different. You know, in the Rockies, it's snowing right now here at Keystone, looking out my window, and beautiful snowfall falling, and, you know, that fresh, fluffy powder that you get. And then you get into the Sierras of Lake Tahoe, and you might have some of that, you know, what they call Sierra cement, but also just incredible snowfall, you know, incredible glade skiing, whether you're in the Rockies or the West, just amazing. And then you go to the East, and, you know, I was out at Stowe, and what was great about Stowe is, you know, You might have to have a little bit of different equipment. You might have to sharpen your skis a little more often. But still, like, almost 200 inches of snow out there on average a year. Yeah. So just great New England skiing out there.
Yeah, we love Stowe. So thanks for that. So, Shannon, we've covered a number of resorts in the Vail Resorts portfolio over the years with Bill Rock and others. This is the first time we've included Keystone in the conversation, so I definitely want to hear more about the resort. So let's go with, you know, how many trails are offered to skiers at Keystone, and share just a few basic aspects of the resort as well as what you have on tap opening this year with Kindred.
Yeah, so in terms of trails and acreage, you know, we have over 130 trails and over 3,000 acres of skiing and riding. So really big portfolio. Last year, we opened the Bergman Express Chairlift, which opened over 500 acres of new lift access skiing. And that allowed our guests to take a chairlift above ski line treeing, access to, you know, intermediate, advanced, as well as a green beginner trail, to allow guests, even beginners, to experience that high alpine here at Keystone, which was an amazing expansion. And so that was a really big thing for us to really get people to experience. And you've got these 360 views of, you know, you can see over, you know, Loveland Pass over into Breckenridge. You can see the Gore Range, the 10-mile range. So just the most spectacular views that you can see within Colorado and Summit County for sure. And then, yeah, really excited that next year we're going to have the Kindred Resort coming online. So, you know, premier luxury development that's really going to transform our Keystone and the River Run Village. You know, ski in, ski out residences, a Rock Resort branded hotel, valet parking, valet ski and bike storage, you know, new restaurants, full service spa, retail rental shops, new ski and ride school location. So, like, that's really enhancing the experience.
Yeah, that
sounds like we need to get to Keystone.
So, you know, Shannon, all right, so Mary and I are here in the New York City area. Our network operations center is in Dallas where we're connecting. We have Rudy over in Vietnam, so I'm not sure how often you've done a radio show and you've been talking to someone in Vietnam. We've got you in Colorado. So, Rudy, what do you have to say to Shannon from Vietnam today?
Well, Shannon, the skiing's not so great here in Saigon. I don't know. Maybe it's the 80-degree days that are at Tampa. But I know Keystone very well. I've skied there for years and years, and I love it. I can't wait to come back and see the high alpine. Dan Sherman of Ski.com was on with Robert and Mary back in December after a pretty big snow dump. What are conditions like now?
Conditions are amazing right now. We have almost all of our terrain open. Still just waiting on, maybe even 10 more inches of that. But all of our bowls are open now. So all five of our high alpine bowls, basically all of our terrain. And, you know, with the 3 inches this morning, skiing on that little fluff this morning is pretty incredible.
Well, we love to hear that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's outstanding. You know, I want to take you to a different location because Mary and I, we've enjoyed time with our sons up at Whistler during the summer months. And, you know, while it's not as busy as during prime ski season, for sure, there's still a lot of activity going on. And I bring it up to you because, you know, I know many resorts can extend ski season now with technology through most of the spring, some even a little further than that. And some even offer summer activities as well, like we saw going on at Whistler. You know, what are some of the things that you offer during the warmer months of the year?
Yeah, you know, we don't take much of a break, but when we transition from winter to summer, you know, we transition into opening our gondola over in River Run for hiking and incredible mountain biking. So 30 plus trails of mountain biking. We also like to extend our snow tubing as far into the summer months as we can, sometimes all the way through Labor Day, where you can actually go tubing on snow. We also have amazing festivals hosted in our village, craft beer festivals, you know, big 4th of July, bacon and bourbon. Who doesn't love bacon and bourbon?
We're there for that.
Yeah. So like we have a lot going on in Keystone this summer for outdoor activities and just festivals throughout the year.
All right. And before we conclude with you today, you also have something going on starting next month in partnership with the National Brotherhood of Snow Sports. What can you share?
Yeah, we are thrilled to partner with the National Brotherhood of Snow Sports and have them visit us for their annual event. You know, over 58 ski clubs from around the country, you know, coming in to really connect, to enjoy their time here at Keystone. They're going to have clinics, skiing nights, opera, signature parades, on-mountain skiing activities. They're going to experience some first tracks, getting out there before everyone else. It's going to be incredible to welcome this group as they support, you know, the participation in winter sports and developing and supporting athletes of color to win international competitions, which we are thrilled to be a part of.
Well, Shannon, listen, yeah, this has been a great report today. We appreciate that. Really very much appreciate the check-in. We hope you enjoy a nice rest of the weekend out there in Colorado, and good luck with the rest of the ski season, okay?
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Shannon.
Appreciate that. You know, think about that, Mary and Rudy, 42 resorts, Vail resorts. I mean, so if you're a skier, if you can't find something with Vail, then you really
come on. Oh, you absolutely can. And I love what she talked about with the high alpine for the green as well. That's unusual. That's great.
Yeah, and Bobby, I would say that when you heard the bourbon, that you woke up for that.
Exactly.
And the bacon.
All right, well, listen, we got to go to commercial break. And why? Because we're going to travel the world from your own kitchen next, right? So we got to pay some bills right now. So listen to all those commercials and support our sponsors. Really appreciate when you do that. Next, Chef Andrew Roenbeck will be here with us, folks. Get out those calendars. Get out those pens. Get out the paper. You've got a great recipe coming your way, and it starts in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If your spine needs some extra TLC, then you need a Helix mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. And with 20 unique mattresses made for your personal preferences, you're going to find one that's right for you. Best part, Helix lets you try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Just head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off your mattress order, or you can visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows that the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need security from SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry. You'll save 50% on a new SimpliSafe system. It's their biggest deal of the year. Just head to simplisafe.com/carry to save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. Or visit rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. Remember, there's no safe like SimpliSafe. Well, you just saw it. The privileged get tax pardons while hardworking Americans do not. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled returns, do not wait for the IRS letter to act. Getting ahead of it is a smart move and never contact the IRS directly. Turn it over to Tax Network USA. They've got a strong relationship with the IRS with genius strategies to quickly settle your tax problems in your favor. It's free to speak with one of their strategists, so call 800-780-8888 or visit TNUSA.com/carry. That's TNUSA.com/carry or RMWorldTravel.com and look under sponsors.
A medical test can reveal your body's biological age, which can show if you're aging prematurely. Better nutrition has been shown to reverse one's bio age. The hope of living longer and healthier is why we take Field of Greens. Field of Greens is an organic superfood fruit and vegetable drink. It's backed by the Better Health Promise. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Join us in Better Health with 15% off and free shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code CARRY. Or as always, you can head to rmworldtravel.com and you'll find a link under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we move on from skiing now and get into today's G-Block, we are going to check in with Chef Andrew Rowenbeck at the Boca Raton Resort. We're going to travel the world from your own kitchen, everybody. Get those pens out as we are sponsored by ScenicUSA.com/carry.
And when traveling with Scenic, you're going to find that it's more than a cruise. These are hand-picked, thoughtful, and personalized experiences designed to connect you with fascinating destinations, and this is all in ultra luxury, inspired by decades of expertise. How about enjoying a relaxing and rejuvenating all-inclusive river cruise in Europe? And the team at Scenic, well, they're going to deliver you a trip of a lifetime.
You know, river cruising in Europe with Scenic, it's in a class of its own. From personalized butlers, they've got five unique dining venues, all with regionally inspired dishes. These are top-notch river cruises, folks, and travel dollars well spent. Right now, as a show fan, you're going to receive 2-for-1 fares plus free air and $3,000 in savings, all right? You're also going to get an additional $100 off when you use code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, and that's whether you do it on the website or with a travel advisor. Go to ScenicUSA.com/carry or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, Robert and I first met Chef Andrew Rowenbeck during a live remote broadcast of this show back in February of 2017 at the Boca Raton Resort. He's since joined us a few times on air, and the resort has undergone major renovations. So as part of today's check-in show, we thought we'd get some updates from Andrew and, of course, a recipe for today's Travel the World from your own kitchen segment that you can enjoy at home. Here's Chef Andrew Rowenbeck now.
Well, yes, he is indeed. Nice reconnecting with you today, Chef Andrew. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you very much. It's great to hear both you, Robert and Mary. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Nice to have you back with us. So, you know, today we have you joining us for the Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment, and we're going to get to this delicious recipe that you brought with you in a minute. But because today's show is also a check-in theme, if you will, that we've got going on, we're going to start there. When we last spoke with you on air back in September 2023, the Beach Club was next for renovations. It just reopened. That's good news. The info that we have says 210 rooms and suites have been modernized. It's about $130 million renovation. So give folks an idea of what now awaits them and all the culinary offerings as well.
Well, yes, of course. We finished our renovation here at the main resort, and our ownership, of course, went right into the Beach Club. As you said, $130 million renovation on this beautiful half-a-mile oceanfront resort that we have, part of our collection. Absolutely stunning, if I can say anything. I mean, I've been here at the resort for many, many years, and I must say that the project being finalized, we reopened January 2nd officially, and from the attention to detail to the rooms to the arrival in the new lobby, we have three new restaurants just at our Beach Club. One being featured is our Mediterranean restaurant called Marisol, and all of the restaurants are ocean forward, so the views on all three restaurants are absolutely spectacular. One of our other special restaurants is called Anda, out directly on the pool deck, lunch and dinner, and just absolutely spectacular.
Well, we're glad to hear that.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
Yeah. So it's a beautiful location.
Really glad to hear that they're all ocean forward, because why wouldn't the designers take advantage of that gorgeous location? So, you know, in addition to the Beach Club, there, of course, is the resort itself celebrating 100 years in 2026, having gone through many iterations, reincarnations, and owners over the years. As you said, you've been at the resort a long time, I believe over 3 decades.
Yes. 33 years.
Yeah, wow.
33 years.
So yes. So you've seen.
I kind of know where all the bodies are buried.
Exactly. And you've seen a lot, and that's a whole nother radio show. But, you know, I'm curious to know from a culinary standpoint, Andrew, you've brought so much to that resort, the fish program, so many things. What are you particularly proud of before we get into this recipe?
You know, I get that question a lot. People say, which is your favorite restaurant? I always say, that's like trying to say, you know, who's your favorite child?
Mm-hmm.
And as we all know, we all have one favorite, right? I will say.
Our kids are listening. We can't say.
So. I know. Mine too. you know, we have 17 restaurants now here, you know, on property, which is just amazing, again, over the years. So really, truly, when you're a guest, you know, here at the resort, you name it, we have it. And each of the restaurants, of course, is specifically themed to, you know, whatever you're like. So one of the things that I'm most proud of is having the ability here at the resort to offer such diversity at a high level. I'm blessed to have a fantastic team and co-workers and managers in each of these areas. And I would say having 17 restaurants running and operating at the level in which we do is something to be proud of.
Yeah, and I would think it's very motivational. It kind of always keeps you guys on your game with inventing new things and all of that. So let's get to this recipe, give the listeners around the country listening what they really want. I would say it's Floridian. Those of people who are listening in Maryland, making these in Maryland is almost like a sport. It involves crab. I'm curious to hear if this is how they do it in Maryland, but this is how you do it at your resort. So go ahead, chef, and share this recipe.
I'm ready for this because
I love
crab.
You're a crab lover. Yeah.
So the thing that, again, talk about that whole sense of place and, you know, crab cakes. I mean, listeners, until they go onto the website and actually see, you know, the recipe and the photo, I have to describe it. You know, everybody's always so, crab cakes, I say, are pretty traditional. You get one or two large, you know, high, thick, you know, profile crab cakes. Ours, and our twist here being in Florida, we blend our beautiful sweet stone crab meat, along with, of course, you know, the Maryland jumbo love crab or American crab. I mean, that's a necessity.
Yeah.
So ours is a combination of both that beautiful succulent sweet stone crab. And then, of course, because we're in Florida, we add a citrus element to that. And then you're ready for this. The best part and that is so unique. And again, once your followers look at the recipe, you'll see that this, we make a large 10-inch pancake style crab cake. So it's a little on the thin side because when you eat this, and it's not, we only put a little bit of breadcrumbs on the top. So when we saute this crab cake, only the top, this is not like totally breaded and deep fried and whatever. It's letting all of that beautiful crab meat speak for itself. But every single bite, you're going to get that crispy edge. You're going to get that crispiness. And that's what we
love. Well, that's what you want. When you have a crab cake, you don't want that mush. You know, you want it to be, you know, I love that apple.
And this is going up on our Facebook channel, and it'll be on our website.
But Mary, we got the lemon lime.
Photo.
And
by the way,
I'll also say, you know what? Yum. The hint of mustard in there, too, folks. I think that also is giving you a little bit of a pop, which I like. So you've got so many ingredients that are in here, but it's a very easy dish to create, and you can have it anytime, yes?
You know what I like about recipes as well, especially when it's an audience, I mean, everybody looks at that and says, well, yeah, how easy it is. And what I love about it, too, is that you can make it ahead of time, right? So if you're going to have, you know, some friends over or guests or you can have these ready. And then it's simply get your pan hot, you know, put this crab cake from your refrigerator into the pan and just take your time and let it go. It is incredibly simple. What we get when the guests see it, because everybody's expectation, like I was saying before, is, oh, I'm going to get a big thick. And they're always pleasantly surprised that this thing looks like a large 10-inch pancake. And they're like, oh, my expectation was not going to look like that.
Well,
the feedback is great.
Yeah, and the other item, as you just said, I mean, it takes, I'm reading everything here, it's 8 minutes you're talking about. Once you have the ingredients made, okay, as far as cooking this, it's 8 minutes, 350 degrees. So, I mean, who doesn't have 8 minutes and you're going to have a great meal?
And a spicy mayo to go with it.
I also like, by the way, the garnish of a little grapefruit on it. Nice as well.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. Florida twist, yeah. I mean, here we are, especially in the winter. You know, all of the citrus in Florida turns on. Over the winter months, yeah.
Well, all right. We're going to post that, as we just said. Folks, you can find that on our Facebook page today as the show is running right now. Our team is working to get that up. We'll have that also on the website. And when you do make this, by the way, let us know. Send us an email, rmworldtravel.com/contact. We will share that with Chef Andrew, and it will be a delish Mary. I am looking forward to it.
Or if you've been lucky enough to taste it at the Boca Raton, yeah. Let us know as well.
Yeah. And listen, there's so many things we could get to. We do want to talk. We're going to have you back because, in addition to you being the group executive chef, I also know you are the VP of Culinary Operations. So that means that you are in charge of hiring. So that's always something going on. You've got some great people there. Folks, if you want to reach out to Chef Andrew yourself, you want to plan a visit to the property, which we would encourage, the website is thebocaraton.com, bocaraton.com. And of course, as we said, we'll post that delicious recipe for you right now as well. Happy New Year, Chef Andrew. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Robert, Mary, always great speaking with you, and Happy New Year to you as well.
Thank you. Take care. We'll talk to you again.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there goes Chef Andrew Mary, the Harbor House Crispy Crab Cake. I'm looking forward to that. My mouth is watering. So,
yep, I mean, that's dinner tonight.
Yeah, if it's not, it could be tomorrow, Sunday, so I'm okay with that.
Let's go for it tonight.
Exactly. We've got to see if we get the crab, though. That's key. All right, folks, you are going to absolutely love this recipe as much as I am. It sounds like I'm going to. So let us know, as I said, if you do, go ahead and make it yourself. rmworldtravel.com/contact. Up next, we're going to take you over to Ireland as we keep mixing things up in today's broadcast. A Rudy riff and a check-in on Cape Cod is also still ahead. The fastest 2 hours of travel is back in mere moments.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Here's a great deal waiting for all of our show fans who couldn't use a new pillow. The standard My Pillows retail for $49.98, but for a limited time, it's just $14.98. Queens are only $18.98, Kings $19.98. These My Pillows are made with patent adjustable fill that adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. This helps keep your neck aligned as it holds its shape all night long so you sleep great. Go to MyPillow.com/carry to get this deal. All orders over $75 ship for free. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Great deal, great pillows, folks.
If your spine needs some extra TLC, then you need a Helix mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses made for your personal preferences, you're going to find one that's right for you. Best part, Helix lets you try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Just head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off your mattress order, or you can visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Well, today we have featured Rick Burgess, checked in on Lisbon and some other areas. We've just covered skiing, crab, and Boca Raton. Now we're going to shuffle the deck as we're off to Ireland for a check-in with Garrett Power, and we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
Here's another way to travel and enjoy yourself in locations as unique as you are, because as part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences. They have over 200 resorts in places like New York City, Las Vegas, Mexico, Italy, the UK, Japan, and a lot more, and they provide spacious upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
Yeah, we very much enjoy these places, folks. So wherever travel takes you, find more information. Go earn your Hilton Honors points there as well at HiltonGrandVacations.com or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, this worked successfully last hour with Hugo Diaz in Lisbon. And now for our H block, we're going to use Google Meet again for another check-in, as on the screen here in our studio is show friend Garrett Power. He's the general manager of the Muckross Park Hotel and Spa in Killarney, Ireland.
Well, Garrett, my friend, how are you? Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Good afternoon, Robert. How are you? How are you, Mary?
I'm great. Thanks. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Very much enjoy. You're looking well today,
you
Garrett.
You are, indeed.
So I want to let everybody know, listen, I think it was about 15 years ago when we first met in Dublin, Garrett, at our favorite hotel in that city, the Marion Hotel. Mary and I were just back in Dublin this past April, and we stopped in to visit with Chef Ed Cooney. We've also visited another property you managed, the Culloden, up in Belfast, and we really enjoyed seeing, you know, your career advance the way it has. So for nearly the past 3 years now, you've been leading meeting the Muckross Park Hotel and Spa. That's in Killarney, Ireland, folks. It's in the southwestern part of the country, if you're not familiar with it. It's about 2 hours or so south of Shannon International Airport. So what attracted you to the property, and how have you come to enjoy living again on the west coast of Ireland as compared to the eastern side with Dublin and Belfast?
Well, Robert, Mary, as you know, I'm originally from Kenmare in County Kerry, which is only 25 minutes drive from Killarney, which is, you know, commonly known as the home of tourism in Ireland. It's the national park of Ireland is situated in Killarney, and Muckross Park Hotel and Spa is situated right in the heart of the park. So I fell in love with my own home county again once I visited during that period of lockdown when we all had to holiday at home in Ireland. And when the opportunity came up to be general manager of such a celebrated and famous property, there was only one answer.
You can go home again.
Well, it's
Mary.
Always nice to go home again, particularly when it's a 5-star resort that you're running. So congratulations. It looks beautiful. And, you know, Robert and I have brought the show to Ashford Castle in the past with our friends at Red Carnation Hotels. That's also on the western side of Ireland, although considerably further north, actually above Galway. We think the western side of Ireland, and you just said it, it's the home of tourism, may in fact be the most beautiful. You have Dingle to your west, Killarney where you are, there's Limerick. And there's just so many quaint coastal towns and communities. You mentioned that the Muckross Park Hotel and Spa is part of this large acre national park. What else attracts guests to the property?
Well, I suppose Robert mentioned our location. We're only 2 hours from Shannon. Also, Killarney is very accessible by train. So for our guests, it's very popular for our guests from North America because you can travel into Dublin, as you say. You can take a train journey for 3.5 hours. That brings you right into Killarney town. Or it's a lovely way to finish off your trip to Ireland, finishing in Killarney. There's a long association over many years between Killarney and particularly America, given it was an American who actually bought the national park as a private entity from previous owners. The national park is 35,000 acres of parkland. It's unique because it's a UNESCO biosphere also. So there's huge nature attraction. So we get a huge amount of visitors that are here to enjoy hiking, sightseeing. But it's the beauty of the town as well. You are nestled in amongst the mountains. You have the famous lakes of Killarney. So Muckross is in the heart of the national park.
It's just a gorgeous location. So, beautiful. You know, Garrett, later this hour, we're going to check in with Wequasset Resort up in Cape Cod. They're celebrating their 100th anniversary in 2025, which is impressive when you hear that. But your property is Killarney's first hotel. It's over 230 years old. And I want to put in perspective, next year, the United States is going to celebrate its 250th anniversary, which means your property has been around almost as long as the United States has existed. So the Muckross Park Hotel Spa, it's a top luxury resort. We've talked about where it's located there in the Killarney National Park. Give folks right now, you know, some of the special things that you offer on property to really take care of your guests.
Well, I suppose you mentioned history, like we did back to 1795. So we started out life as a hunting lodge in 1795 and expanded over the years from that humble beginnings. But at present, we've developed into a luxury hotel and spa. We have multiple offerings for guests. As Mary mentioned, we're a resort, but we're a resort within the town of Killarney. We're just 4 kilometres from the centre of the town. Yeah. So when you step into Muckross, you have a Gothic-inspired, incredible spa with dedicated therapists, a vitality suite and pool, which is beautiful. We have an award-winning restaurant, 2A fine dining called the Yew Tree Restaurant. And then you have two bars, the oldest bar in Killarney, which is Monk's Bar, which, as I said, goes back hundreds of years. Actually, in 1923, George Bernard Shaw stayed with us, and it said he wrote Pygmalion while he was here. So that's, you know, we celebrated 100 years of his first day last year.
Just a little bit of history
Well, listen, Garrett, we're going to have to connect with you. You also, you're part of a group. You have other properties across Ireland that folks need to look into. Folks, I want to give the website. You can go check out the hotel that Garrett is talking about right now. It is just muckrosspark.com, muckrosspark.com. Garrett, always nice to connect with you. Thank you for today's check-in.
Wonderful to speak to you both. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, two times today, Mary. Google Meet worked. The screen just went dark. There goes Garrett. Loved connecting with him.
Yep. All right. Next on America's number one travel radio show, Rudy's going to riff, and then we're going to take you to Cape Cod for another check-in where we're heard on FM 95.1 WXTK Radio. The show returns in 3 minutes.
Good morning.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Robert here saying come travel in Alaska in August with Mary and me aboard the Seabourn Quest. Right now you can lock in the best deal of the year as Seabourn is offering their Sale of the Year special, and it's going to save you an extra 15% off the cruise price, deliver up to $1,000 shipboard credit, plus a reduced deposit. So if you've always wanted to experience Alaska, join us for what's going to be a truly amazing trip. This is such a great deal. You've got two options to choose from, either the full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you can't get away for the 2 weeks. Just like we did with show fans in the Mediterranean for 2024, space is limited, so go to our website, rmworldtravel.com today. Click on the link at the top of the homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. It's in blue. You can't miss it. And get your spot booked with us. This makes an excellent Christmas gift, folks. 15% off, $1,000 shipboard credit, and a reduced deposit. rmworldtravel.com. Book your travels today and get ready for a great trip, folks.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text balance to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by ReliefFactor.com. You know, Robert, Mary, and I have enjoyed a long-standing relationship with Dr. Jerry Mixon and the Relief Factor team now for 13 years. This is a terrific product that everyone in our audience can use, and we'd like you to support them. If pain is affecting your life, we have the perfect New Year's resolution for you. Let's make 2025 the year of feeling good again. The year of moving better, sleeping better, feeling more alive. Make Relief Factor part of your life. This daily supplement fights pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Just like we have, over 1 million people have turned to this product to feel the difference it can make in their lives. So join us and give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95. Or put another way, it's less than a dollar a day. It just takes one phone call to 800-4-RELIEF. Or you can also visit ReliefFactor.com. You can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less. And for every day you feel better, it's a day you'll live better. Whatever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, make 2025 the year of feeling good again. Relief Factor. .com or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com. Well, since this weekend's theme is about hotels we love, let me tell you my love for hotels. It began in my childhood. I was an Army brat, and along with my father, who we called the Colonel, I moved every 1 or 2 years during my childhood around Europe and the eastern part of the U.S. During two postings in Germany, we traveled by car almost every weekend to Paris, Switzerland, Amsterdam, London, you name it. We did the same in the U.S. My father knew a lot of people, so generally we stayed with friends. But I longed for trips that required a hotel. Wait, let me correct that. A motel. Specifically, Howard Johnson's, back when that company had motels dotted along highways seemingly everywhere. I love those Howard Johnson's. Their adjoining restaurants served hot dogs on a soft buttered bun and banana ice cream that really tasted like banana. But they had me at vibrating beds. Put a quarter in a slot and your bed vibrated for maybe 10 minutes. Imagine that. Plus, they had TVs. The colonel forbade TVs in our home, so being able to watch one was a guilty pleasure. Now, I vaguely knew there were fancier places called hotels. Once when we lived in Heidelberg, Germany, the colonel took the family to dinner at Heidelberg's swell-elegant five-star hotel. It was the first time I had oxtail soup, which I thought was quite exotic. But I was mostly dazzled by the grand lobby, and I tried to imagine what kind of luxurious rooms awaited the well-dressed guests stepping into those wood-paneled elevators. In college, I had no money. The only hotel I ever stayed in was a one-star hotel on the left bank of Paris for 3 weeks over Christmas vacation during my freshman year in college. I married 3 years later after final exams, began work as a really unimportant and low-paid reporter at the Washington Post. Two kids eventually showed up, which meant grand hotels were nowhere on our radar screen. But one day in the 80s, the editor of GQ magazine called to ask if I had time to do some freelance writing. I told him, sure. He said he wanted me to write a monthly article about the great hotels of the world, all expenses paid plus a nice fee. I couldn't believe my luck. First assignment, fly to Hong Kong, stay at the legendary Peninsula Hotel, a hotel that routinely picks up guests at the airport in a Rolls Royce. Toto, we aren't on the Pennsylvania Turnpike anymore. Then it was to the French Riviera to check out the wildly expensive Hotel de Cop on Cap d'Antibes in France. When my wife and I pulled up to the white mansion that had been turned into a hotel, there wasn't a soul in sight until Johnny Carson exited the front door. When I entered the small lobby, the only person there was Bill Cosby, leaning casually on the counter awaiting a receptionist. I eventually handed my American Express card to the check-in person and was told the hotel only accepted cash. Rooms were $1,000 a night, and that was a long time ago. That necessitated a drive into the city of Nice to an Amex office to withdraw thousands of dollars against my card. I think the Savoy in London was next, then the Beverly Hills Hotel. I think I wrote about the Hotel de Paris in Monte Carlo. Whatever, I was hooked and quickly spoiled when it came to hotels, and my career began morphing from Washington investigative reporter to a travel journalist. I came to realize a hotel is sort of like a Broadway show. The best ones create a world different than that in which most of us live, and the director of that show is a hotel's general manager, or GM, who presides over a large cast. A good hotel is a smoothly running operation that lets you know you're not at all at home. No one picks me up in a Rolls Royce at home. No one makes my bed with perfect military corners and leaves a bottle of water on my nightstand at home. Over the decades, I've learned a whole lot about the hotel business and made friends with a handful of GMs at hotels on several continents. Never hurts to know a GM. Their hotel is often the center of a city's social hub. A hotel's GM or concierge can usually wire you into any restaurant or arrange a meeting for you with most anybody in town. If you check into a nice hotel more than once, get to know the general manager. Most of them, the best of them, appreciate meeting their guests. If you do that, say hello to my friends at the Four Seasons in D.C., the Bower Alok in Zurich, the Park Hyatt in Saigon, the Marriott in downtown Dublin, or the Qasr Al Sarab Desert Resort in Abu Dhabi in the UAE. I've checked to make sure. While none of them have vibrating beds, they all have TVs in their rooms. I'm Rudy Maxa, and that's my Rudy Riff for this week, all about hotels. I love them so, and I hope you're enjoying our special two-hour show involving hotels that we have visited and are favorites of ours. Hang around. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, with 9 segments now behind us on this January 11th, we've got one more to go. And as Mary and I reconnect with all of you for the J-Block, a place you'll find perhaps the best oysters in America is where we're headed next. But first, we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/care.
We say there's nothing more important than protecting who you love from harm. Now, that could be from intruders, fire, carbon monoxide, floods from broken or frozen water pipes, and many other things. If you've been thinking thinking about getting protected with a security system? Start off 2025 by joining the millions of Americans in our audience who trust simplysafe.com/carry. This is a company we've worked with for 11 years now, and they don't just react to break-ins. They help stop them before they begin.
They have everything you need to make your place safe, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals that can see, hear, and speak with intruders, all while dispatching the police, fire, or ambulance. There are no contracts. It costs less than $1 a day. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. You're going to save 50% as a show fan today to start 2025 off right, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, we last visited the historic Wequasset Resort and Golf Club in Cape Cod during the big Let's Go America Tour at Cape Cod back in May of 2022. Last April, the resort brought a new regional area manager on board to help lead the team through their $12 million renovations. Off to the show hotline we go for the final time today as we connect with Gary Thulander for an update now.
Hello, Gary. Nice to have you part of today's check-in show.
How are you today?
Well, we are very well. Thank you very much. Appreciate a little bit of your time. I got to tell you, we had such a good time at the Wequasset Resort for the big Let's Go America Tour Cape Cod back in May of 2022. Perhaps the best cookie served to visitors is at your property. Those cranberry and white chocolate cookies are truly outstanding. I remember those vividly. Talked to Mary about all the time.
Yeah.
So there was talk of this renovation back when we were there on property with the goal of getting it done in time for the resort's 100th anniversary, which is happening in 2025. Give us an update on what's been renovated and what's on tap to complete, you know, as you celebrate your 100th.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. We're so excited about Wequasset and the investment that EOS Hospitality is doing into the property. We started November 11th, and we're doing 113 rooms at the hotel. That's redoing all the bathrooms, refreshing all the furniture and color schemes in the rooms, and really excited about refreshing not only the guest rooms, but refreshing 28 Atlantic. It's our fine dining room experience. That's going to be refreshed with new carpeting, new tables and chairs. We'll refresh the outer bar and grill. The main pool will be refreshed this year, and reception was all redone. So people are going to be coming back to totally refresh Wequasset overall at the resort here.
Gary, to give listeners a visual, this is a stunning resort set on Pleasant Bay. It's right on the water. The resort has played host to many weddings, business events, family reunions. It's great for couples. So much history there with 100 years. Talk about some of the highlights guests can partake in. For example, when we were there, we played tennis. You have pickleball courts. And, of course, you have access to the famous Cape Cod National Golf Club that Robert really enjoyed.
Yes, I did, absolutely.
But many other offerings. Talk a little bit more about the activities.
Well, we're a wonderful double five-star property in Wequasset. We're based on 25 acres right on Pleasant Bay, as you were saying earlier. 120 rooms. We have beautiful tennis courts and pickleball courts. We have beautiful lap pool experience and retail. We're really known for our pool experience. Our pool is extraordinary. It's on a little peninsula right on the water, surrounded by Pleasant Bay and Round Cove, beautiful service there with 8 cabanas. We're also revitalizing our beach experience, which is right on Pleasant Bay, going all the way down to Clam Point, we call it. It's a good, probably a good half-mile walk down there. We're also known for our bars and food and beverage experience. So our Chef Hackney, mm-hmm. James Hackney, our executive chef, has done this amazing job for us. We have 3 restaurants on property, 4 or 5 different locations for cocktailing, and revitalizing the menus there also. So,
yeah,
as you said, you know, we're a great place for weddings, and we're celebrating our 100th.
Yeah, it's a spectacular location. There's no question about that. So, you know, Gary, listen, like many hotels and resorts and destinations, you know, you're known for summer travel, certainly, but you do close for a period of the year. Right now it's January 1st to February 13th. And then you're going to reopen for weekends only until April. And that's so starting on February 14th, Valentine's Day. So anything planned for Valentine's Day coming up?
Valentine's Day, we're unveiling our new rooms, of course. But, yeah, Chef is going to be creating a really very nice dining experience for you in 28 Atlantic and Throws, looking over Pleasant Bay. There'll be special champagnes are being offered, flowers will be available for their guests. And a very romantic evening, no question about that.
One other thing I'll just ask you, you know, you spent time also at Chatham Bars Inn. Talk right now about the personality of Cape Cod from your perspective, that, you know, something you want our listeners to know about the destination.
Well, the destination is a collection of 15 small towns surrounded by Cape Cod Bay and Nantucket Sound. And each town has its own personality and offerings. And, you know, Wauquasset is right on Pleasant Bay, as we talked about, in the town of Harwich. We're about a short drive from the town of Chatham, which is a great walking town for shopping and dining. And then we're right next to Orleans and Harwich, which also have these great downtowns. So we're right between the three downtowns. And also you can go down to P-Town for shopping and going down to the National Seashore.
Well, Gary, thank you. It is a fantastic resort. And congratulations and happy 100th in 2025. The website for everyone is very simple. It's just Wauquasset.com. That's Wauquasset. Enjoy the weekend, Gary.
Thank you so much. Right. Have a good day. Thanks, everyone.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, well, there goes Gary Mary, and that is our check-in for today. We've wrapped up. It's been nice checking with some of the properties out there. We'll do more of these in the future. That is going to do it for today, everyone. Until next Saturday, June 18th, when we are back live at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, special thanks to all of our guests who appeared on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and our sponsors. Thanks, most importantly, to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.